Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, Branson, Missouri. And we've been looking at something that's in the news, big time in the news right now. I'll read you just a little bit of it, but if you want to really catch up on what we've said, you'll need to go back to the archives for Monday and Tuesday of this week. War tensions between Turkey, and this is reading from a DEFKA file report. That's DEBKAFILE. War tensions between Turkey, NATO, and Syria shot up again Tuesday, October 4th, with the announcement from Ankara that Turkey embarks Wednesday on a 10-day mobilization exercise along the Syrian border through which arms are being funneled to Syrian protesters. There's an uprising in Syria like there have been in several other countries, and brutally has Bashar Assad put down that uprising. Now Turkey is shipping arms, and they're sending their borders along Syria, and they're funneling arms into those uprisers, those people who are uprising in Syria. Of course, Bashar Assad is frightened. He's very frightened. And so he has brutally just mowed them down. And but with Syria receiving a lot of the refugees into their country, they have become involved. They are not friends with Israel. Syria is unfriendly to Israel right now. But they have their own thing going with Syria. For the past 3 months, I'm reading again from the DEBKA file, the past 3 months, Syrian President Bashar Assad has staved off a military attack by Turkey or NATO upon him for halting the exceptional brutality of his crackdown on protests by explicitly holding Greater Tel Aviv's 1.2 million inhabitants under threat of missile retaliation. Iran, that's a Ahmadinejad, you know, Iran and Hezbollah is a terrorist group that Iran runs and owns. They're now operating out of Lebanon. Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon are exercising the same deterrent. According to Western intelligence sources, Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah have charted a coordinated military operation for flattening metropolitan Tel Aviv, Israel's financial, industrial, and cultural center, with thousands of missiles launched simultaneously by all three, plus the Palestinian Hamas and Jihad Islami firing from the Gaza Strip. Israeli officials have never publicly admitted that this threat is on record, but Western intelligence sources have reported that Israel reacted with a warning of its own. If a single Syrian missile explodes in Tel Aviv, say the Israelis, Damascus will be first to pay the price. And if the missile offensive persists, one Syrian town after another will be destroyed. The Israeli message to Assad cited the warnings Defense Minister Barak and other government members addressed in the past year to Hezbollah. Hezbollah is operating out of Lebanon. That if Tel Aviv comes under attack from its missiles, not only Beirut, Lebanon, but all of Lebanon would go up in flames. And so it's a tinderbox over there. But your ears perk up when you are a student of Bible prophecy. And you know, because remember Jesus said, when they ask him, when are you coming? When are you making your parousia? You're coming as the king to set up your kingdom on earth. When is that? He said, you watch Israel, the fig tree. He said, you watch the fig tree and all the trees. Israel is the fig tree in that case, and all the trees are the other trees of Bible prophecy. So when we hear that Syria is threatening Tel Aviv, and that Israel says, if you hit Tel Aviv, we're going to knock out Damascus, and you know that the Bible says Damascus is going to be knocked out, then your ears perk up. There's a prophecy that's never been fulfilled in Isaiah 17:1. I hope you have your Bibles and have Isaiah 17 open. The first verse says, the burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. That's Isaiah 17:1. If you go to Zechariah 9:1, another prophet, but same instance, incident. Chapter 9, verse 1, and he says that this is starting a portion of the book of Zechariah. Barron, the writer of a great book on Zechariah, commentary, he says that the last part of the book has to do with war and judgments. And chapters 9 through 11 have to do with the nations round about and the judgments upon them. And chapters 12 through 14 continue with that, and also the cleansing of Israel and the setting up of the kingdom. So Zechariah 9:1 reads, "The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof, when the eyes of men, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord." So Barron writes, "And Damascus shall be its resting place." That means the judgment, which is the burden of this prophecy, shall first of all have Damascus as its goal, and from that center it shall spread itself over the whole district, which the passage goes on to describe. So that means things will start in Damascus. Could this be the time? We'll wait and see, but we have offered up prayer today, and mainly in tongues, for God to use, for we want His timing, everything to be right. We don't want Satan pushing things out in the wrong time. Now, there's a scripture over in Timothy which says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So what you have to do oft times is you take a word like Damascus and you find it in other parts of the Bible, various prophets speaking of it, and you put it together to get a picture, a complete picture of what's going to happen. So we see in Isaiah 17:1, "The burden of Damascus, behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap." Then we read in, in the seventh verse, same chapter, "At that day shall a man look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel." Now we go to another prophet, Zechariah. "The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof, when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord." So chapter 17, 7, "Where all men shall look to the Lord, the Holy One of Israel." And chapter 9, verse 1, Zechariah, "All mankind, as well as the tribes of Israel, the eyes shall be looking toward the Lord." So this connects the two verses together. It gives them a time for it to happen, but it also tells us that everyone's going to see this. Well, that's easy in these days of television. But it also says we're going to be looking toward the Lord. I believe there'll be something about it that will let people know that it is indeed the hand of the Lord that's protecting Israel. Now, let's go to chapter 17 of Isaiah. And in Isaiah chapter 17, we read the first verse, which says, "The burden of Damascus, behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city. It shall be a ruinous heap." The seventh verse says that everyone will be looking. All mankind will look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. But now we're going to tie this to another happening. We're going to tie this Damascus thing over to Ezekiel 38 and 39, the invasion of Russia and allied nations down into Israel. We're going to show you how these scriptures tie into it. Look at the 17th chapter and verse 12. "Woe to the multitude of many people, which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. The nations shall rush like the rushing of mighty waters, but God shall rebuke them. And they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. Behold, at eveningtide trouble, and before the morning he is not," or trouble is not, it is not. "This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us." Well, we see here that it's talking about some kind of an invasion that's coming down to spoil Israel. And we see that they're going to be stopped by the almighty hand of God, and that it's going to be done, bless the Lord, to those that spoil us. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 is a war that hasn't happened yet. We're all looking for it. I think it will happen before we leave out of here in the rapture of the church. It speaks of an invasion. Don't have time to go through the whole chapters, but it's of Russia. And with them and allies are Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, Turkey. And it says it's going to happen in the end of days, in the last days. And it says that they are coming down, verse 12, to take a spoil and to take a prey. Verse 13, Sheba, Dedan, the merchants of Tarshish are going to say, have you come to take a spoil? The end of the verse, to take a great spoil. Now that's the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. Now let's go back to the 17th chapter of Damascus, the 17th chapter of Isaiah, which talks about the burden of Damascus being taken away from being a city. It goes right on down in that same chapter. It's another word from the Lord, all right. We can tell that by the paragraph marking. But it says that the nations are going to rush down, and this is their God's going to rebuke them, and this is the portion of them that spoil us and the lot of them that rob us. So in the 17th chapter, of which has to do with Israel and has to do with Damascus, we see that when you get down to the 14th verse, that can tie us over into the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, those who take a spoil. So it kind of ties it around that it can be happening at the same time. And I have noticed, I can't really locate present-day Syria in the allies of Russia. I think that it might be that the destruction of Damascus by these three that we can tie together, the destruction of Damascus might possibly be the hook in the jaw that brings Russia and the other allies down into Israel, where God supernaturally defeats them. And that might be when the eyes of the Maker of mankind and the God, the Holy One of Israel, is recognized. I really do believe that if you'll read Ezekiel 38 and 39, you'll see that God's doing that to show the nations all around about that He is God. I think the Ezekiel 38 and 39, this is just Billy Brim, but I think the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war is going to demonstrate to the Islamic world that Jehovah is God, and I believe they'll turn to Him. We'd love to have you come to our Autumn Assembly, October 27 through 31. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 to find out more about this great prayer meeting, or go on billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.org. This is Billy Brim saying to you, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.